To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of a late January sunrise comes from a friend who lives in the Chatham area of Columbia County in upstate New York. As the sun rises on Valentine's Day weekend, I pray that all my friends take time to appreciate all the love in their lives. While the focus of Valentine's Day is romantic love between spouses, life partners, and lovers, it is important to remember that the love we experience on Earth goes beyond the amorous love between couples. And if this season finds you not involved in an amorous relationship, it's important to remember that the love that you do have. The first love that we experience is the love of our family, who cared for us when we couldn't care for ourselves. Our family lovingly taught us a lot about how to live and love in this world. While biological ties don't necessarily guarantee a relationship, the term family is only used with those we love. The next love we get to experience is the love of friendship. As we have gone through this life, we have made many acquaintances, but the people we call friends are the ones we love. They are the ones that remain in our hearts no matter the time, the distance, or circumstances. The list of loves would be incomplete without mentioning the love that we can have for our pets. The loving relationship we can have with our pets shouldn't be dismissed, because the care and affection that we give and receive is never without meaning. All of these loves that we know are a reflection of the love of God, for Scripture tells us that God is love. So take time this weekend to show your love and appreciation for all the loves in your life. And when you do, thank God for lovingly providing you with this life and all the love that you have known. While lovers, spouses, family, friends, and even our pets can disappoint or even leave us, the Word of God tells us that God will never leave us or forsake us. So even though Valentine's Day can be a lonely day for some, please know that with God, you are never alone and you are always loved. Today's morning meditation verses are Galatians 5, 22 and 23 from the New King James Version of the Bible. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. As we try to live life in the Spirit, it is important to remember that the first fruit of the Spirit is love. When we put our faith in Jesus Christ, we have a revelation of the love of God for the first time. We are forgiven of our sins and accepted by God because of God's love for us. Our salvation should be the product of our discovering that we are loved by God, and that naturally leads to the next fruit of the Spirit, joy. When I realized I was forgiven of everything I've ever done or would ever do, and that I was given eternal life, I was filled with joy. When I realized I no longer had to fear death, and that life had a meaning and a purpose that was defined by the kingdom of God, I had the next fruit of the Spirit, which was peace. After that, though, I would say that the cultivation of the rest of the fruit of the Spirit is dependent upon our willingness to follow God's ways for our lives. They can grow quite naturally out of the revelation of our relationship with God and the incredible blessings that we have been given, but they may be hindered by the conditioning that we have learned from the world's ways. We may have learned to cut corners or do things that are acceptable by the world's standards but fall short of righteousness. We may be consumed with fleshly or material desires. We may be shallow or selfish. We may just be totally ignorant of how a Christian should live. That's why the Word of God instructs us to not be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, and that our hearts of stone need to be changed to hearts of flesh. The world did a number on us, but Christ has overcome the world. And when we seek God and His wisdom and ways for our life, we can progressively experience all the fruit of the Spirit. So follow the love that led you to everlasting life, and you will be a living expression of the fruit of the Spirit. I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Thank you for listening. God bless you all, and have a wonderful weekend.